this truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yardline.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and we're back. We survived. What a great time we had in Little Rock, Arkansas. A time of really fellowship, but reaching out to people, witnessing to some people, getting yelled at by quite a few and cussed at. But I have here in studio two of the people who made the whole event. We went to protest the opening of the Clinton Library. Ken Scott and Joe Scott. Ken and Joe, how are you guys?
Very good. Fine. Great trip, Bob.
Thank you so much. You know, there were three people who really made it a success. Jason Troyer and you two, Ken and Joe. Because you guys are full-time protesters, activists.
Well, glory to God.
You know what you're doing. And we had a good time. We got to tell everybody in the audience, let's do a blow-by-blow debriefing, all right?
Okay.
To let everybody know. Well, to start with, for those who don't know, a number of us from Denver Bible Church, along with our KGOV.com listeners, that's the Bob and Yart Live website, KGOV.com. Our listeners from 6-7 different states, we traveled to Little Rock last week, and we had about, I think, 27 people, and then a few locals joined us, so about 30 people. And basically, we went there to protest Bill Clinton raping Juanita Broderick. We have done these protests in 143 cities previously, from Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts to Auckland, New Zealand. So this was the 144th city, and appropriately, it came full circle because we were at the scene of the crime, Little Rock, where Bill Clinton, running for governor years ago, raped one of his campaign supporters, Juanita Broderick. As the Wall Street Journal reported it, they wrote that Clinton's rape of Juanita Broderick, quote, was an event that in fact took place, unquote. And so as we announced 2 years ago on the Drudge Report radio that KGov.com would bring the Clinton rapist protest to Little Rock, Arkansas, well, we did, as promised, for the opening of the Clinton Presidential Center. And what an event it was. Guys, would you say the city of Little Rock, the people there, the tens of thousands of people there to celebrate, would you say they were aware of our presence?
I would say acutely aware.
Acutely aware. It sounds like a disease or something.
It was on many of the television stations as well as you on the radio stations.
Bob. Yeah, we made the Rush affiliate down there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. About 2 hours during the time we were there of interviews, plus mentions while we were not on the air. Joe Scott, you were on. Jason Troyer was on. But people knew we were there. So let's start from our first event. We arrive in Little Rock Monday afternoon. Where do we go first?
To the Al Franken affair with where he was going to just raise some money, I think, for the theater. And
he did a comedy deal. It was at the Repertoire Theater in Little Rock, downtown Little Rock. And we went there. That was our first protest. And what happened there? How'd that go, Ken? I had lost my voice through most of the week.
Well, it was excellent. We set up on several corners with banners and showing Juanita was raped by Bill Clinton. And we had many people with the smaller signs. We positioned ourselves in front. There was lots of windows open with all the shades that had to be pulled down.
To the theater.
Yeah, they had to pull all the shades down so that no one could see all of us outside.
But, of course, they walked past us.
They had to
get in there. And we began to pass out the first of our bright yellow flyers that right on the top quoted the Wall Street Journal with a picture of Bill Clinton saying that Clinton, in fact, raped Juanita Broderick, quoting the Wall Street Journal, giving the reference. So we handed out, in total, almost 2,000 of those.
That's great.
Which was pretty neat. But they couldn't close all the windows, right?
Well, they couldn't cut. The windows were closed, actually, but they couldn't cover them. There was a window behind the bar where the patrons went in and went immediately to the bar to get refreshments.
It seems like a lot of the Clinton fans were drinking a lot.
It did.
They're trying to forget the recent loss to George W. Bush, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So I noticed that window was open on the backside of the building, and I ran and got Sean And he had a sign that just was the exact size of the window.
Perfect size of the window.
Perfect.
And they couldn't cover it.
They could not. And it was right behind the bartender.
And it was up over a row of bottles of gin and vodka.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get to it. So the whole, you know, everybody gathered in the lobby of the theater waiting to get in and ordering at the bar. There it was, Clinton Ray Poinina.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was fun.
That was good. And then Al Franken came and we got to talk to him for, I bet you, about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed him coming from the parking garage, which is amazing mm-hmm. because he could have gone in
through the back entrance
and he right. didn't. So I went up to him and asked him if he supported Clinton, and he said, yep. And I said, why do you support a rapist? Mm. And he took the flyer from me. When he realized what it was, he handed it back to me. And I said, well, why do you support a man who raped? Do you know about Juanita? He said, yep.
Now, most of the celebrities who we got to speak to seemed like most of them were willing to take our flyers.
Yeah, a lot interested. Of them did.
Right? There were a number. I'll give a list of celebrities we saw, from Al Franken to Aretha Franklin, Jesse Jackson, Robin Williams, Tom Hanks, Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them were willing to take the flyers. Aretha Franklin, Jason Troyer was telling her that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick, and the Wall Street Journal said it was a fact. And she sent one of her security bodyguards to go pick up a flyer for her. So not that we'll reach any of these people. But I tell you, it's got to affect the Clintons when they have an event like this. And the protest event of the week is shadowgov.com. We did it under that website name, one of our websites. We all had black T-shirts that said shadowgov.com on them. So we were branded immediately. It's not just random protesters on all different issues. We all had huge signs that you could read from blocks away that said Clinton raped Juanita. And we passed out these bright yellow flyers. It was almost like everything was like branded and logoized instantly.
Instantly.
They right away knew who we were.
The news media picked it up because when – not that we saw the news because we were too busy, but the last day, Ken was in McDonald's and he mm-hmm. had one of the flyers in his back pocket and the waitress said, oh, can I have one of those? And I said, how do you know what those are? And she goes, well, you've been on the news forever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's interesting that pretty much everywhere we went, there were 27 of us plus the locals who visited, and everybody was telling their stories of people coming up to us. You know, I'm in the lobby of our hotel. We're at a Hampton Inn, which good thing we reserved it months in advance.
Oh, yeah.
They were over $100 a night at the Hampton Inn.
Yes. Right.
So they were pretty upset. We had 5 rooms mm-hmm. and 2 RVs for our group.
That's right.
It worked well. Plus a local opened up her home, and that wasn't just a home.
That was a resort. Yes.
It was
gorgeous.
It was like a lodge. Wasn't it gorgeous?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And they treated the whole group to dinner.
And Ken and I
chili.
Spent the night.
Boy.
That was gorgeous.
I was envious.
Blessed.
Yeah.
What a neat place. Yeah. But anyway, wherever we went, people came up on the streets, parking lot attendants, police officers asking yes. for flyers.
I had a police officer look both ways, and then he said, is anybody looking? I'd like one of those flyers.
Yeah, the cops, a lot of the cops seemed to be on our side. In the library, we had a couple people working at the library come up and encourage us. And so we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. But anyway, so Al Franken, he took a flyer, but then he gave it back. Too bad he didn't read it. But we talked to him about different issues. He was more interested in debating general issues, it seemed. So we ended up talking to him about abortion and other issues for 5 minutes. And then apparently he mentioned us on his radio show.
That's what we heard.
Yeah, we heard that Brian, that's part of our church.
The worship team?
Yes.
He singer
said,
Brian.
His mother was listening to the show and said that Al Franken talked about it for 5 minutes on his radio show, so that gave a little press for it, Bob.
Yeah, and we've had mentions so far in the New York Sun and the, let's see, where else? The Washington Times and the Weekly Standard, you know, Bill
right.
Crystal and a number of guys from the Weekly Standard, conservatives. They had a reporter who just called us 10 minutes before showtime and said he should have an article out about the library and maybe a paragraph or two about us by Thanksgiving.
Right.
And there was also papers from Europe and other Asian countries doing taking literature, and also who knows where it might even go and have a story on it.
So most of the media coverage was local in the city of Little Rock in the state of Arkansas, because obviously everybody in the state gets the Little Rock TV stations. And the radio station that we were invited on was KARN, 102.5 FM, simulcast AM and FM, 50,000 watt station. And you could get that station through most of the state of Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And what's neat is it's the Rush affiliate. So people are tuned in for Rush Limbaugh. Rush is over at 3. Who's on at 301?
Bob Enyart.
It's the headquarters of ShadowGov.com and the Clinton rapist protest on the Big Dave Show. And we had a total of 2 hours airtime.
Over 3 days. That's right.
Yeah. And Joe, you were on. Jason Troyer was on. And I was on. And we really got to tell the story about the evidence, why it is the Wall Street Journal said that it's a fact that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick.
That's right. And even as we were leaving town, he was auctioning off our T-shirt.
That's true. After the grand opening on Thursday afternoon, we were done. We all headed out of Arkansas, and people have KARN tuned into their radios. We started calling one another laughing because they were auctioning off a ShadowGov.com T-shirt and reminding people about not only our website, but the evidence, the argument, the accusation that Bill Clinton, aside from all his other horrendous deeds and mistreatment of women, he also raped a campaign supporter, Juanita Broderick.
That's right.
So would you say that the opening of the Clinton Library as a historical event, that event was marred by this protest?
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially since the archivist took the literature to put in the archive.
That's right. The state archivist for Arkansas on the Butler Center on the third floor of the main public library took one of our flyers for inclusion into the official historic record of the opening of the Clinton Library.
We are now officially a footnote.
In history.
Yeah.
And it's sort of funny that happened because we didn't go looking for that. That came to us.
Right.
That opportunity. And that's what we had said on the show when we were talking about going to Little Rock, that at the least we'd be a footnote in history.
Mm-hmm.
That the rapist will not outlast concern for the victim.
And it happened.
And it happened there. And so many neat things occurred. But Bill Clinton, did he see us?
Lots of times.
Several times.
Several times.
He saw us and our signs. Now, if he only saw us with our black ShadowGov.com T-shirts on, I think he would start palpitating.
Yeah,
I still remember from all the other places.
Because so many cities around the country, he has seen us, you know, from little towns like Kearney, Nebraska and Vail, Colorado, to New York City and Washington, D.C., and Auckland, New Zealand, where whenever it's on the news, Bill Clinton for the APEC meeting is in Auckland, New Zealand. And here are these 10 protesters. Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick. There it is.
In Aspen. Remember that Aspen protest?
I thought that was Vail.
Oh, Vail. Okay.
Yeah, Vail, Colorado, where we turned the parade-like atmosphere for Clinton's going there for a fundraiser into a funeral-like atmosphere.
Right.
When his motorcade came through. And all the town had been out in Vail to greet him and Hillary. And everyone, not only did they see our signs, but they waited on the street for an hour. They all read the flyer of the evidence that he raped Juanita Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
And when the motorcade came through town, not one person clapped. There was no cheering. It was like a funeral.
All you could hear was the sound of the tires in the rain. That's it.
The tires on the wet road.
Yeah.
That was it. That was surreal. That was like a Twilight Zone.
Amazing.
Yeah, because they were all out to cheer Bill Clinton, and it seemed like it was a funeral.
No cheering.
All right, so Bill Clinton obviously saw us, and on the radio, I got to make the point that we're there for a couple reasons. One is that the people who honor him, in spite of the evidence that he's even a rapist, that it shows how dark and hard their hearts are.
Oh,
and that they desperately need to repent, those who honor him. And it's pretty powerful when you could show people that there is strong evidence that Clinton raped a campaign worker. Yeah. And to some of them, I'd ask, well, do you even care? If it's true, do you care? A lot of them couldn't care less.
No, one woman said Juanita got lucky and she hoped she was next.
Yeah.
There was so many of them that just put up a lie.
These vulgar. Liberal women who are out to protect women.
Right.
That's what they had to say.
Yeah. And I had a young, maybe a group of a few 18, 20-year-old, you know, Little Rock women, gals out to celebrate one night. And they were saying, look, Bill Clinton's bringing millions of dollars to this city.
Yeah, well.
As though that's the values of the liberal
justification.
Yeah, the liberal youth is that it doesn't matter if you sexually assault or rape women, but what matters is money.
Right.
That's a political correctness, I guess.
Unfortunately.
When it comes to Bill Clinton. So he saw us, his supporters saw us, the whole event was marred by this recollection. And so we're using it as a wedge to say to his supporters, there's something wrong with your heart. If you support him, you need to repent because you are hardened against God.
Right.
And then the other thing I said on that 50,000 watt AM station was, hey, Bill Clinton is a human being also. And when you're guilty of this kind of mistreatment of women, including the rape of Juanita Broderick, all the fame and wealth in the world is not going to cover your guilt. And he's going to die a lonely, broken man. Unless he repents.
That's right. And you know, if he raped her, he knows it. And every time he sees that sign, it's got to prick his heart. And it seems as though it does.
Do you think it upsets him?
Absolutely.
I think because of the way he blew up at Peter Jennings.
You guys saw that?
No, I would. It was recounted to me.
Oh, okay. We saw the video. We saw the video on TV and heard it on radio. During the drive home, we heard it on radio. Wow. Then I got home and saw the interview, Bill Clinton and Peter Jennings, that day, Thursday. So he had been aware of us from Monday night, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and Thursday at the grand opening where we even had our grand finale and showed the Clinton rape Juanita sign to almost the entire stadium.
That's right.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, in fact, the Weekly Standard reporter was interested in our finale.
He was. That's
so we'll see if he mentions that in his piece. But, let's see. The way that Clinton came unglued and went after Peter Jennings. And Peter Jennings had basically told him that historians had rated all the presidents. And Bill Clinton came in fifth overall for economic policy. Obviously, they're socialist, right?
Right.
But then a general rating, he came in 26th overall. But for moral authority, he came in dead last. Even after Richard Nixon.
Wow.
And Bill Clinton just was unglued during that interview and put his finger out at Peter Jennings and said, it's your fault. And to Peter Jennings, you did it and your network. And he basically said, because while I was being cheered at the UN as the greatest president, sort of I'm paraphrasing, you and your network were showing my testimony of Monica Lewinsky.
What audacity to blame Peter Jennings. He did it.
Right.
The audacity is amazing.
And then he lied to the public. He says, I had no sexual affair with her.
No sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just the mistreatment of women and then paying off women for sex with tax money by giving them government jobs.
Right.
Like Jennifer Flowers was hired by the state of Arkansas and a truly qualified black woman was not hired because Clinton's sexual partner needed to be paid off.
Oh, true.
And then Monica Lewinsky is offered a job at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
The Pentagon?
The Pentagon.
For national defense, I guess. And she didn't like that idea, so our ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, personally offered her a job at the United Nations.
She'd be better off there.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd be a diplomat. She could get into the food, the oil for food program, maybe.
The next day, though, Bob, we went to the convention center at that luncheon. That was amazing.
That's right. In fact, Main Street, we'll have a picture up on kgov.com in a day or so that shows you come down Main Street. Thousands of cars came down Main Street. Limos, taxis, buses filled with people. And the first thing you see, it's like a photograph, is the convention center.
Right.
Well, the welcome entrance of the convention center. And everyone who drove down there for 3 days, what did they get greeted with? A huge sign.
It said.
Clinton rapes Juanita.
Clinton raped Juanita.
Right.
It was unavoidable. And
couldn't
it was
go.
Big.
Yes. Couldn't get by it.
Yeah. And I'm just amazed that we got to stand there for all that time.
Yeah.
That was tremendous. So anyway, we do that, and Clinton's scheduled to speak there, and they had all the horses out and all the cops, and it looked like Clinton was going to be coming with his motorcade right down Main Street, but you guys took off. Where'd you go?
Well, Ken had figured out who the Secret Service agent was that was
in charge.
In charge of all the police outside and the motorcades and stuff.
He was the heavyset guy with suspenders.
Well, he was kind of underdressed for being out there.
But heavy set.
Very heavy set.
Yeah.
So I followed him. This is after the speech. When we arrived at the convention center, Clinton was already there because he had been at the hotel. I found that out because I made friends with one of the maids.
Okay.
And so she told me that. But then when Ken pointed the Secret Service guy out, I said, okay, I'll follow him. Followed him and grabbed Jason. And we followed him around to the back of the building where the motorcade was.
With about 20 of us.
Well, first
I stayed at the front.
Right. First, it was just Jason and I. Jason ran back to get the rest of the protesters, and I talked to the police and the Secret Service, and they told me I could be back there. Mm-hmm. And I only had to keep moving in this one small area where the motorcade was, and I could be on either side of that and not move. And so those were the rules. Right. Until Jason got there.
The rules kept changing every few hours.
Every minute while Jason was there, hitting it straight. Everything they told me when Jason showed up was completely out the window.
Was changed.
And then it wasn't even a minute between different directions. I have it on film. I was filming it. That Jason was getting different orders. He didn't know which way to turn. With the police, he kept trying to get one to qualify what they were saying.
And what was happening basically was we were allowed to protest on public sidewalks. But when Clinton was coming near wherever he was going, they'd start panicking and trying to come up with reasons to move us or arrest us.
Right. So Jason comes down with the big signs and is arrested inside of 2 minutes, I think, because he cannot obey the orders because a different order from every cop.
The big order was we were only allowed to have – we had to have less than 10 people in one location.
Right.
So they said that to Jason. He said, fine, everyone else will leave and I'll stay right here.
And they said, no,
you're getting arrested.
Right. So Jason was arrested. Everybody else left.
So
Jason's gone. But Connie and I stayed. We stayed and we got to bid Clinton farewell. And you tried too. You stayed too.
Yeah, we were on the other side of the highway with our sign lifted up over a retaining wall.
Yeah, over the actual median. It was over the median. It was so funny. I saw the sign, and the guy from the Weekly Standard was there. He was laughing like
a reporter.
Yeah,
because our sign appears out of nowhere.
Because
the police and the Secret Service force us to leave. Mm-hmm. And so we found a way to go right across from where the action was and just lift. Luckily, we had those 8-foot poles or so and lifted them up as high as we could. And they went just right over the highway in perfect view.
Right.
And so that was good.
Yeah, so we got him.
Okay, and then, let's see, Ken, what else is going on?
Well, what took place also with another group of us, we were up on a main corner again in front of the convention center, and the chief of police came up and told us the same thing they had told them behind in the back, which Jason was arrested for. Each individual needed a permit.
That was a new twist.
Yeah, that was
new. So they brought that to us, and at that point, there were a lot of new protesters who were a little nervous. They'd already heard about the other arrests. And I decided to take some and go to the city hall and get the actual evidence that was not true.
And so they have a statute that says if you have more than 10 people, you need a permit.
Right. And it takes 5 days to wait until you can get
a
permit.
So instead of doing that, we're just going to make sure we have 9 people on each corner of an intersection.
Exactly.
And that was working.
And then we were able to videotape the city manager saying this,
yeah.
and instantly we could go back and we put it right in their face.
Contradicting everything
well,
the
then
police were trying
Bill Clinton
to enforce.
Came walking over the pedestrian bridge at the Peabody Hotel, and I think the cops feared that he might come out the front door and walk to the convention center, because we were right between that door and the convention
right.
center with six of us. So the cops come over, they got their horses and sergeants and cars, and they say to us, you got to leave. And we said, officer, you said we have to have less than 10. I count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I did go to public school, but 6 I think is less than 10. So he said, well, you're on private property. I said, the state convention center sign couldn't be bigger. We're at the convention center. We've been here all week. Sergeants all over the place. Well, you're failing to obey an order. You got to get out of here. You got to leave. Got to go down the street. And I said, officer, we're not leaving. And he said, you'll be arrested in 4 seconds. So what else could I say, Joe? What could I say? So I said, 3, 2, 1, take us away.
Yeah.
And they did arrest us, me and Sean Williams. They put us in a police car, drove us 4 blocks, waited 10 minutes, and released us.
Right.
It was just the New York Sun newspaper. Yeah. The New York Sun quoted me as saying, it was just routine free speech suppression.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was an unlawful arrest to try to protect the rapist from the pain of the memory that he's accused of raping Juanita Broderick. That was it.
Right. That's
and
right.
You can think how mad Bill was trying to get them to do something to get rid of everyone, Bob.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't care personally, thousands of the people who love him and support him were there and had to deal with all that.
I think he cares.
Yeah.
I think he cares.
Yeah.
So then later on that same afternoon, isn't that when Sean got arrested again?
Sean got arrested for stepping on basically a grass that was overhanging a curb.
Right.
On a public sidewalk.
Right.
He got arrested for criminal trespass. And so anyway, we have a couple of attorneys helping us. From the AFA and a former U.S. attorney who initially they're sending a letter to the prosecutor and the mayor suggesting that why don't you guys just drop the charges so the whole Shadow Gov group doesn't come back to Little Rock to continue to protest during the trials.
Right.
So we'll see what happens
there.
All right. And we're almost out of time. But boy, the time goes fast. But we really – then as we were driving out of town – everybody went in different directions, Florida, Ohio, South Carolina. It's amazing what we saw and took pictures of. Someone had put signs up on the overpasses over the highway.
That?
I don't know who did it.
Who
but
did?
Huge signs that said Clinton raped Juanita. So obviously tens of thousands of cars got to see those.
And we saw one on the hillside where all the traffic had to turn on Highway 30. And it was right in everyone's face, Bob.
All right. Hey, when we were coming back, I was really upset because doing that for a week, I lost track of the Scott Peterson trial with the penalty phase supposed to begin today.
Yes.
And I was so upset because we wanted to customize our death penalty flyers for Scott Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I was thrilled this morning the judge postponed it until a week from tomorrow. So we have now sent a number of flyers out there to the courthouse, to Sharon Roche's address. Hopefully they'll get to her. And we might even have a few people go out to Modesto and Redwood City, California on next Monday and Tuesday and hand out a few thousand of these.
Amazing.
Great. Calling for his death penalty.
Great.
So, hey, if you guys are not doing anything next weekend, let us know. Right?
Okay.
All right. Ken and Joe Scott, thank you so much. Sorry we ran out of time for everybody. And let me tell you, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, 431-5653.